Resurrect the Republic, Truth Radio Broadcast, on RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth. Resurrect the Republic Truth Radio Broadcast, RTR Truth Media. Ladies and gentlemen, on the line, after much anticipation, I know you guys know that I was rather concerned with the recent trip of two people that I highly respect, Adam Green of No More News and Jake Morfonios of Blackstone Intelligence, two of my favorite content providers in this fight for truth. And Adam Green is with us tonight to discuss many of the things that he witnessed, and from what I've seen from so far, the video content he's put out, it has been very interesting stuff. So, Adam, welcome to the show, brother.
Hey, Tom, thanks for having me, and thanks for looking out for me while Jake and I were over in behind enemy lines.
Right, that is behind enemy lines, too. Absolutely. And, you know, I wouldn't have it any other way, brother. You know, you guys were doing God's work there as far as I'm concerned. But, you know, anyway, we've seen such crazy things that were happening while you were there. There were crazy things happening. And if you could maybe share with us some of what you experienced.
What was happening while I was gone, like the MAGA bomber and Johnny taken down?
Oh, we'll get to that. I'm talking about the crazy stuff that was going on in Palestine.
Oh, yeah. There was bombings in Gaza while I was there. But that's like, you know, business as usual. It's like I think every Friday about they do some bombings just to remind them there that they're under occupation, you know, messing with them. Some rockets were sent over so they get to test out their advanced military equipment on the people of Gaza. They also cut down their, only allow them a little bit of electricity per day. They've got checkpoints surrounding the whole city and an embargo. Nothing's allowed to go in and out. Like, how are you free to, like, be a businessman if you can't import or export your goods and you're just stuck in an open-air prison? And we hear all day that they have equal rights and that they're, you know, it's a democracy and there's freedom in Israel. It's just, it's out of control, this massive cover up of what's happening in Gaza and how the West Bank is being splattered all over with settlements. And it's just insane what's happening over there.
Well, you know what some of our founders said about democracy was two wolves and a sheep sitting down to discuss what was for dinner. And that's kind of what I think about their concept of democracy. It's not a democracy over there. As far as I'm concerned, it's they're very nationalized and they're socialistic. What does that sound like? Nationalized and socialistic.
Exactly.
You get the idea. So, yeah. So, but, you know, our conservative audience out there, I have to keep asking them, and I want to say this in the beginning of every show. My fellow conservatives, where is your moral consistency that you can stand up for ranchers' rights and farmers' rights and private property rights here, but because somebody may think or look different or be different than you, it's not okay for them?
That they're just not even different or really look different. Like you wouldn't even, the Palestinians, like, they're so educated and resilient, and they're truly inspiring people, what they've put up with for so long. And they're just trying to preserve their culture and preserve their heritage. And, like, the Israelis are trying to erase it and pretend like it, bury it like it never existed.
Yeah, it's crazy, man. That's crazy.
They shut down.
Go ahead.
Oh, I'm sorry. Go
ahead.
Okay.
No, go.
The first day we visited cultural preservation areas in the West Bank, and they were teaching young Palestinian kids how to play music and about their history and stuff. And the arts, so they can, you know, stay out of trouble and have something productive to keep preserve their culture. Conservatory is what they call it, to conserve their culture, because the Israelis want to erase it and pretend like it didn't exist. And what the IDF will do is these little kids will try to have a performance, a concert or a play, and they go in and they shut it down. They won't even let these kids have plays. that we visited a refugee school for young girls, like ninth grade and under. The IDF on one day this year shot 80 tear gas canisters inside the middle of the school to these young girls. And it's just not even on the news. The Mossad, we visited the Palestinian University, Bir Zeit, and the Mossad this year kidnapped the student body president, said he had connections to Hamas, but he's never been charged. He's been in prison all year, hasn't been able to talk to anybody. Kidnapped on campus by undercover Mossad. They pointed guns at everybody and you know, kidnapped them out of there. Just insane.
I don't even know what to say to that. Americans, that's what you're paying for. That is literally where your tax dollars are going. Unbelievable. Unbelievable. Well, it is. It is for them.
In Hebron, we went to Hebron, which is one of the oldest cities in the world, where there's the Ibrahim Mosque. That's where Emmanuel Goldstein went in and massacred a bunch of Muslims while they were praying, I believe in the 70s. And he killed like 30 people. And afterwards, they did interviews with the settlers around the area, and they said he's a hero. You know, that they were happy that he murdered him. And that's, you know, we're not able to object to that type of ideology that celebrates a mass murderer. But and now with this latest shooting, when it's exactly the opposite, they're cracking down on speech, on thought, on journalism. Yes. We're not allowed with this latest shooting. We're not allowed to object to crimes or wrongdoings or injustice anymore. They just can label it with the magic word anti-Semitic. And they're coming after us hard. Sorry, go ahead.
Yes, no, that is exactly what I found. And like I was telling you off air, I had first become a little bit enamored, little bit with this concept of Gab, which is a, you know, supposedly a completely unfiltered free speech platform. But I happened to watch today an interview with the founder of Gab and Alex Jones, and this interview I heard some Orwellian thought crime application to what the founder of Gab was saying, and it really bothered me, and I don't think anybody's talking about it. Look, and I'll start this by saying, if I walk up to you, Adam, on the street, and you're of absolutely no threat to me, and I shoot you, the crime is murder, right? It doesn't matter whether I didn't like the way you looked. It doesn't matter whether I didn't like your ideology. The crime is murder, and that is the crime. Now, with this thought crime, which I call hate speech, which is a Marxist concept, I heard the founder of Gab saying that, well, without our platform, the FBI wouldn't have been able to build the case against this guy that they did, and we cooperated with law enforcement, turning anything over to them that we needed to, and they praised us for our cooperation with them. And then, you know, of course, the mainstream media has their own, it's a separate agenda, right? So what I want people to think about here, just for a second, is do you hear the founder of Gab sitting here talking about his support of thought crime as in relation to a physical crime? And the difference between the both are stark. So, like I was saying, many of the complaints that the shooter was making, if you actually take the shooting out of the fact and you just look at his complaints, how many of them were really that off base?
I know. Yeah, the guy at Gab is saying that he's working with the FBI to, like, handing over all his information. So what does that mean? That the stuff that he was sharing and the people that he liked are all going to be banned for as racist, inciting violence, hate speech? There's not any conversation about why was this guy mad. They just go, he hated Jews. No discussion and conversation or honest debate about if any of the stuff that he was mad about is legitimate at all. There's no debate about if it's legitimate. Why is he so mad? Why have they been kicked out of countries before? Why is anti-Semitism on the rise? Why did Hitler, Hitler hate the Jews? They never talk about that. It's just they jump that step and go straight to it's hate, it's anti-Semitic, it's hate speech, and they're going to say that it should be a law and social media. It can't be on social media anymore. Alex Jones set the precedent for that. Mr. Zionist Alex Jones, now normalizes the idea that, well, if he's gone, then for sure the anti-Semites are gone because there's a shooting that happened. Some mentally ill guy did something, so now whatever he believed, you. And at the same time, it's they're telling us the Ashkenazi IQ, they're the smartest race, and that explains why they're overrepresented in media and banking and politics and top industries. And they're telling us all that, but at the same time, we can't object to anything they're doing. We can't criticize Judaism. We can't criticize Israel, or else it's hate speech and it's anti-Semitic, and that we're Jew haters. It's like we can't be journalists anymore. And Gab is a huge concern. And also Mike Adams, for so long I've been hearing people say, go to real.video, go to real.video. He doesn't censor, it's free speech.
Yeah,
he just did a video
that
other day. He did. Oh, I didn't trust him anyway because he's had connections with Alex Jones, which Gab does too, you know, two red flags. But Mike Adams has a video saying that he's going to ban the Jew haters from his site too. And he's like, they just hate Israel because they believe in God. That's the false lie, false misrepresenting the case like I've ever seen in my life.
You know, Adam, I've had a lot of respect for the health related aspect of Mike Adams News. However, him delving off into an area like this again, it's a huge problem, because what it does is it takes a lot of people like me who are very skeptical towards vaccines, very skeptical towards certain cancer treatments that I saw murder my mother, essentially. They take people that resonate with that message, and now they're pulling them into this paradigm. I had some trolls hitting me up. One lady, she watched a video I put out on this migrant crisis, and I was making ties to Soros-funded charities that, you know, that the Open Societies have, they're on record, public record, for supporting. And she came in and said, oh, I'm so tired of this anti-Jew. And this is a conservative, mind you. I'm so tired of this anti-Jew rhetoric. And it wasn't all the Jews. But I also, in that report, put out how a progressive Catholic organization was also involved in this. I was not focusing on any one area. This was a separate area. But her mindset, and what I think is important, is the psychology of her mindset was, oh, and it's not all Catholics either. And I said, at what point did I say that all Jews are supremacists? And at what point did I even mention Judaism and Soros? And at what point did I mention, as a former Catholic who has a majority of his family members who are Catholic, that it's all Catholics? These people are so brainwashed by the mainstream, lamestream CIA communist news network that they hear these buzzwords and they react emotionally to the buzzwords, and they don't think. They have been just dumbed down not to be able to critically think about anything. It's so frustrating, bro.
Well, what they do is there's no dialogue and there's no honest debate. They just misrepresent and frame our argument that, oh, it's just that we hate all Jews, or we say all, you know, that we want to kill all Jews. They're always misrepresenting what we're saying. And it's like, I just put together a video of rabbis about immigration, what this shooter was so mad about. He was mad about Hias, H-I-A-S,
yes.
Jewish groups. The yes. Jewish groups are in the proudly on the forefront of trying to allow as many immigrants into the United States as possible. I got several clips of rabbis saying that the mixture of Muslims conquering European countries is good for the Jews, and it fulfills their end times prophecy.
Yes.
The HIS representative says that 1,200 rabbis all agree that they want no cap on refugees. It's like, are we not allowed to object to our country, a huge demographics changes in our country? Like, why is that hateful? Like, any other country would be allowed to do this, but we're not allowed to.
No, it's a very good point. And just to recap that, some of the comments that I got on this the video I put out, that same person that I was referring to said, and now I'm going to go and send a donation to HIAS. Well, you just claimed to be a conservative 5 minutes ago who's opposed to the immigrants flooding into this country in a wave, and you're going to literally give your money to an organization that is advocating for your destruction. Really? Dude, I don't even know how to have a conversation with somebody like that. I don't think it's possible.
The push for open borders, like the ADL, I've got this in a video too. You can look, the ADL goes down to the San Diego border with like 27 leading Jews and 17 Jewish groups. And the Barbara Spector clip, and there's a guy from Shalom TV talking about how immigration is their number one concern. I've got clips of SPLC saying that basically the plan to make America minorities take over in America has been planned for a long time. Like, yeah. This is a systematic, like, planned out thing that it seems like they have going on here. And we're not even allowed to have a discussion about it. Any discussion is labeled as hate speech, and they're trying to censor it.
And here, another part of that problem is that people like you and I know that you don't have a racist bone. I don't even like to use that term anymore, but you don't have a bigoted bone in your body. I don't care.
Absolutely
not.
Last
week we had she was formerly Orthodox Jewish, but her whole family's Orthodox Jewish. She's culturally Jewish. She came on the show rejecting the ideology for what it was. Here's a key word to this: ideology. This is not genetic, folks. This is a belief system. And I don't care whether people who believe in the Khazar. I mean, it's on the Encyclopedia Judaica, the theory of the Khazars. They confirm it. But I don't care if they're converts. I don't care if they're genetic, which that's a whole other debate to have for another day. I don't care. This is a religious ideology that teaches that, and if the funny thing about this is that their biggest opponent, they cry Nazi, 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 is what they're claiming, that we're supremacists. And this lady, that was one specific lady that commented and was so vitriolic. I went to your links and several others, and I had 12 links of not me, Adam, not you, but Orthodox, rabbinical, Talmudic Jews and settler, these settler supporters saying for themselves that all non-Jews are to be slaves. Mm-hmm. And when I share that information, I'm called anti-Semitic. Well, if I shared a video of, say, let's say, the SS, or people in the SS saying that all Germans or Aryans are supreme above all others, and we have the right to enslave humanity, and somebody called me anti-Nazi, would that be considered a slur? Not
yeah. That's a good analogy. That's a good analogy. That's the double standards cease to amaze me.
Yeah.
And yeah. The hypocrisy.
Yeah, it is absolute hypocrisy. And like I said, I've been questioned about, my position on the majority of Jews. Well, this is how I look at it. From the time that you're a little child, depending on what culture that you're raised in, you're programmed with a certain ideology. The day that you come out of your mother, you're pure as the driven snow. I don't think that there is any one child born onto this planet. I don't care what country they're from. I don't care what culture they're from, that are not a child of God. But then they have the adults around them poison them with ideologies that make them believe that for some reason that they have some sort of divine right to rule over other people. How that can be accepted is what I exist to fight against. And I don't care if it's Jewish, if it's Catholic, if there are people among the Protestant community. I don't care if you're a Smurf. If you're advocating for any form of supremacy and that you have the right to rule and steal and rob in the name of your God, there's a serious problem. Ladies and gentlemen, we will be right back with Adam Green. No more news on Resurrect the Republic, RTR Truth Media. Be right back.
This is the most transparent administration in history. Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855, the number 2, keep it today.
Attention RBN listeners, Dr. Ignatius Piazza, founder of Frontsight Firearms Training, and Fate have come together to allow RBN to run another fundraiser till the end of the year. We didn't really expect this opportunity, but thankfully, it's here and running as you hear this. We've set a goal of 500 donations by the end of the year, which averages around 6 per day, 7 days a week. When you realize all the folks listening to RBN all hours of the day and night, we think our goal is realistic and extremely critical to keep RBN on the air. If everybody listening will seriously assess their ability with firearms and then take advantage of this opportunity, we feel our goal is very conservative. Please take the time to look over FrontSight's website to get an idea of an amazing facility and the world-class training that's going on there. If this interests you, you likely will have like-minded friends that would like to know. Tell them. If for some reason some listeners are not personally interested, consider sons and daughters, close friends, nieces or nephews, top valued employees, inform club members, share the opportunity with police and fire departments. It's not too early to plan Christmas presents for special people. This fundraiser has come in an extremely critical time for RBN because the dire need for equipment upgrades. We're running on the spare tire currently with no money to fix a flat, and the fuel gauge is bouncing on E. This is one of the most valuable ways you can help RBN financially because you get Commander lifetime membership value that is 50 times your donation and can be passed on forever. How many times during life do you get to leave a legacy? See more details and contact info on our webpage, republicbroadcasting.org, and thank you.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. I am your host, Tom Lacovara-Stewart, Resurrect the Republic, RTRTruthMedia.com, RTRTruthMedia, on BitChute, on YouTube, RTRTruthMedia Reloaded. And we are with Adam Green of No More News, who I was greatly concerned with his safety while he was gone, I might add. We have a caller on the line, and we will be taking callers, folks. If you would like to call in, 1-800-313-9443, feel free to do so. And all I ask is try and stick to the subject matter if you would. Rhonda in Missouri. Rhonda, you're on.
Hi, Tom. How are you?
Blessed. Hey, I'm blessed.
Yeah, this is going to sound like a joke, but it's not. I've dated a Jewish man and a Catholic.
Sounds like the beginning of a good joke.
It does, doesn't it? But no, I'm serious. And ironically, you know, when I was raised actually Presbyterian, but kind of then non-denominational. But right. Ironically, the Jewish man who, they really know how to put on a wedding. He had me go to a wedding in New York.
Oh, yeah.
And they're very, they welcomed me. I mean, they weren't like, what are you? They were, you know, they still did their traditional things, but very, very nice, very not judgmental, you know.
Right.
And funny as all get out, just hilarious.
Yeah,
you know, New York
a lot of them are normal people, just, you know.
Yeah, they're fun. Anyway, then I dated a Catholic guy. Several months into the relationship, he goes, you know, I can never marry you because my mom, you know, you're not Catholic. I'm like, what? Okay, so anyway, I just wanted
that's not that uncommon. But look, you know, I can understand. Look, I don't even criticize the Jews for wanting to marry inside their race. What I have a problem with is that the Catholics don't make it illegal, right? It's a matter of faith, and it's a matter of membership. It's a matter of freedom of association. But when it comes to Israel, and I don't know if a lot of people may not be aware of this or not, but it's not a legal marriage for you to be a Jewish person who marries a Muslim or a Christian. It's not a legal marriage. They don't recognize it as a legal marriage. So there's a difference between legality and church doctrine. And as I said, you know, there are certain aspects that take it to the umpth degree, and you know, we're just, you know, for whatever it's worth, there's the comparison that I would make.
Well, if you think about it, Tom, when did marriage become a thing anyway? Didn't you say legally married, but you are before God?
That's a very good point, and it is very true. And again, this is one of the problems that I have with most churches, that the churches now require you to get a state permission slip. And as far as I'm concerned, me personally, I can't speak for Adam, but me personally, I'm not going to go and ask permission of an agency that funds through taxation, which is force and theft, the abortion of babies to sanction my marriage. That is the definition of satanic to me personally. Now, I wouldn't, if
well,
you
yeah.
want to do, you know, it, that's how I, but anyway,
I agree. My sister said if she had the choice, if she knew what she knows now, she wouldn't have either. But
right. That's
the thing. You just give the state more permission. Anyway, thank you for taking my call.
No, thank you, Rhonda. Thank you very much.
Okay. All right. Bye.
Yep. This is a rather short segment, Adam. So I'm just going to give out a little shout out to, Pruitt's Tree Resin, which is one of our big-time supporters when we were so unjustly detained by the Federal Bureau of Investigation for standing up for innocent ranchers that were defending their own property. Pruitt's Tree Resin at MiracleSalve.com. And as well, folks, if you go to RTRTruthMedia.com and click on that, smash on that PayPal button on the upper section, for every $25 that you donate, you will go into a raffle to win a $500 name brand computer with the operating system of your choice. So have at that. We would appreciate your support. We are trying to bring in more equipment. And I do have a new video machine coming. We've been kind of slow, Adam, to put out videos because of the processor that I have and the machines that I have. So we have a new equipment coming so that we can process those videos the next time you go to Palestine. So anyway, getting back to the subject, and Mike, my producer there, if you can cancel this next commercial, it would be appreciated, because I don't like to do such a short break with a guest like Adam on. If we can do that, I'd appreciate it. So Adam, so we were talking about this shooter, and the things that the allegations that he was making. And you know what's very similar to the Florida pro-Trump shooter and the this other shooter is that they were both critical of Soros, and both, of course, had problems with the mainstream media. I find that very interesting how CNN has been covering this. Now, I don't know if you've gotten a chance to watch high-impact flicks Brian Young's content. He just put out a video. I would urge you to go and check this out, his most recent video of his critique on CNN's coverage of that meme. Now, Brian he's awake to the Zionist thing. He doesn't focus on it. He focuses on primarily on the non-aggression principle and the questioning of government even being legitimate to begin with, which is a valid conversation, I think, in today's landscape that to be had. But he does point out the hypocrisy of the anti-Semitism thing, the thought crime thing, which is very important. And, you know, again, like we're saying, we're seeing the mainstream media now. Anybody who criticizes George Soros is an anti-Semite just because he has Jewish heritage. Mm-hmm. Where do you go with that?
I know I shared an article today that it was like it's something along the lines of the headline. It's anti-Semitism even if you don't say anything that's anti-Semitic or anything about Jews. So that sounds like what's going on with Soros, that it's the new conspiracy theory term that they use to dismiss things. We've literally, the situation is, the way I look at it, is that we have the supremacists telling us that we're the supremacists and that we're not allowed to criticize them.
Yes, yes.
Like, yes. How many times have we heard, to see who rules over you, who are you not allowed to criticize? You know, regardless of who quote, you know, where the quote comes from, it's true. And look at what's going on right now. The left is saying that the right's anti-Semitic. The right is saying that the left is anti-Semitic. It seems like they're agreeing that they need to get rid of anti-Semitism on social media and probably make it criminal and prohibited throughout, by law. Trump said in the speech that we're going to destroy the people that want to destroy Israel or something. So use the word destroy. And that's the other thing, is they're conflating, like, okay, this shooter was mad at Jewish groups who are pushing for immigration into the country.
Yeah.
He shouldn't go murder people that don't have anything to do with it at some church that are just innocent. You know, murder and violence is not the answer. But still, what he's talking about, that doesn't mean that it's not true and that it's not a serious thing, issue that we should be having a conversation about.
No, I absolutely agree. You know, we have a couple more callers on the line. And Adam, you know, my plan was to do an hour tonight. I don't know what your schedule is, but I do want to get to these callers. They're our bread and butter.
Of course.
But if you can stay with us as long as you can, we appreciate it. But I understand if you can't. But Roxanne in Texas, line one. Roxanne, you're on.
Hi. Just real quickly on, you know, that, what was it, Broch, Goldstein, Hebron shooting back in, what, 94? Remember
mm-hmm.
that one?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. You know, it's put on the back burner as usual. And like that young lady was saying earlier, she dated a Jewish guy. Well, I did, too, in New York. And I only dated him 2 weeks, but he had a jewelry shop on Fifth Avenue. He would lift up the Cadillac trunk of his car and show me the cocaine. Yep. And then they had a shop for babies. It was baby clothing in Brooklyn, Astoria. And that's where they ran the guns. So they show you, I guess, if they like you. But it is a very, very bad sword. The edge is, I don't know, I think it's dull. But
so a baby clothes selling jewelry merchant, cocaine mm-hmm. snorting.
mm-hmm. No. Selling.
Selling.
See, I was great. In college at the time,
His name wasn't Stone, was it?
Stone?
Yeah, was his last
Cohen?
Name Stone? Yeah.
No.
Oh, okay. All right, because I knew one just like that in New York. Uh-huh. It doesn't mm-hmm. matter. It was an
Well, two of his wives died. One on the ski slopes, and then he wanted me to go to California, Florida, on his yacht with him. And I said, "No thanks. I'm in X-ray school. I'll do that and try to live a decent life." Y'all have
the
a great night. Thank you for your work.
You. Thank you. Thank you, Roxanne. We have one more caller on the line right now. Is Bruce in Texas. Bruce, you're on Resurrect Republic with Adam Green of
yes,
No More News.
Hello, Tom.
Yes.
Hello.
Yes, I can hear you.
Okay, great, great. I'll make it quick there. As far as the Pittsburgh shooting, I'm not completely convinced on all the suggestions that it was an organic event, but that's
right.
That's kind of, I'm not going to argue further on that. I'm just going to say, until I see more evidence, I'm kind of like on the fence on this. But what I see happening, though, over these past years is they're pushing this step by step towards being ruled under the Noahide laws. Are you familiar with that?
I most certainly. Adam, are you familiar with the Noahide laws?
Yeah, I don't have them recited off the top of my head, but I've heard about them.
The seven laws of Noah on Education Day is signed into by George H.W. Bush. I am very familiar with the Noahide laws and the concept of the righteous Gentile who would obey the Noahide laws, which gives them a slightly better status than cattle. I don't know if that would mean that they're a bull rather than the actual cattle themselves. I'm sorry, but, you know, this ideology is really sickening to me, and I can't do anything but laugh at it sometimes because it's just so disgusting to me.
It's disgusting, and now they're making it, they're trying to push this idea that we're not allowed to criticize, like, a religion. Like, are we not allowed to criticize, or we're not allowed to criticize, that's like saying they're chosen, they call us cattle, but if we talk about it, then that's illegal to talk about that.
We literally have people that are referring to us to animals that should be enslaved and culled, but us exposing these facts, and this isn't conspiracy theory. Look, dude, you've done this, Adam, ad nauseum, and so have I, of providing their own words, not us. We're not saying these things. This is what made me angry about a couple of the videos I put out of sharing their words about what they were saying. And then my videos get struck for community guidelines for being offensive to some communities. Well, who are they being offensive to? they were offensive to me.
The truth is offensive.
So, Bruce, do you have anything to follow up on?
No, that's about it. Thank you very much.
Well, I thank you for your call. And Adam, we were talking about before we go off, I don't want to go off too far down the rabbit hole, but our caller just made a point that kind of resonates with me a little bit, is that he doesn't believe that this was an authentic event. Now, I do believe that there is a difference in distinction between somebody saying that something didn't happen, or that it was a false flag, or that it was a manufactured crisis or false flag. So when you call something a false flag, doesn't necessarily mean that no one died. It doesn't necessarily mean that there was not a crime committed. But it could mean that the event was not naturally organic. In other words, it's not the exact story of what we're being told. Now, I don't trust the media anymore because I've caught them in so many lies. We've documented them. So, you know, it's kind of like the little boy who cried wolf. But I think that it's very interesting that there's a couple factors here involved. One was that earlier this past year, there was a drill that occurred in this same town at a Jewish community center that involved the FBI. It was an active shooter drill, and one of what is alleged to be one of very few that involved local, state, and FBI all in the same location, which is also another similarity to what we heard out of Parkland. I had Wolfgang Halbig on the show, who was a former state trooper, who actually wrote the emergency plan that the Parkland school purchased. We're not just talking about out in left field somewhere. This guy actually wrote the emergency program for the school that this happened in, and he said that he in his entire career has never heard of any school bringing in the FBI or the Secret Service to conduct active shooter drills. So these are factors that are stacking up that people in the mainstream media, of course, will never touch. And, you know, I don't have an opinion on this except to ask questions. And I don't think that, and I believe that you're of the same mindset. Should we not? Is it not our responsibility to ask questions when things like this happen?
Well, it's scary to even question highly politicized tragic events because, like, with Alex Jones and Sandy Hook, that normalized the idea that you can just censor stuff for questioning Sandy Hook. Also Parkland, they were taking down videos and complaining that YouTube is allowing these conspiracy videos to reach the top of the algorithms.
Yeah.
So, same thing happened with Las Vegas. There was a big story about how Jake Morfonios had his video censored for covering Las Vegas, and they did a smear on him, and they had to retract from USA Today. But I wanted to say one more thing about how they're trying to make it that you can't even criticize Israel. Like, they're conflating, like, oh, there's a shooting, he hated Jews, so now you can't criticize Israel anymore is what they're trying
to say.
Yeah,
because he did.
Exactly, as if one person, and as far as if it's a false flag or not, the drill is a normal sign that something fishy is going on, so, you know, because it's like a test run for some kind of hoax they can run. But really, it doesn't matter either way. It's how they're using it. Whether he was just a nutcase, he's obviously a nutcase and mentally ill, because anybody that really cared about this information would never go do something like this, because this is not going to help the cause at all. It's going to hurt the cause. It's like the ADL is having a field day with this, and this guy who thinks that he was, you know, going out in a blaze of glory to make things better might bring in the most censorship that we've ever seen on social media, and maybe give Congress what they need to, they have the anti-Semitism envoy that Trump just appointed to be the ambassador, and they have all these laws to stop BDS and anti-Semitism in general. They're really gunning for this anti-Semitism stuff. I did a video recently called "The Truth About Anti-Semitism."
Oh yeah, that was awesome, dude. Oh
yeah,
yes.
So I saw this coming. Since Alex Jones and the stuff with Zuckerberg questioning the Holocaust, I could sense that that's what was coming down the pipeline hard, and this was the event that they needed to capitalize and usher in this new censorship.
Yeah, you know. And that's a whole other meme that's going around. That's the questioning of the Holocaust. Well, I don't really, to be quite honest with you, I don't question the fact that many Bolshevik communists were rounded up, and I don't question the fact that many who left leaning, and they were hardcore, they were assaulting the German people. And you know, I am not a Hitler enthusiast, not in any stretch of the imagination. I know that some people may listen to this and who are not versed and not educated and very probably propagandized to think that I'm some kind of Nazi enthusiast, and nothing could be further from the truth. I don't like big totalitarian governments, period. I am a actual, really strict, if any, limited government paleoconservative. I don't believe in totalitarianism. However,
you don't want to live in a dictatorship?
No, of course not. Of course not. But I do see that the reaction, and there are factors that you can't talk about Germany and why there was an environment that gave lending to the rise of a totalitarian state. One of those things was that they were absolutely under an all-out assault culturally, financially, morally, by people. And when you looked at the fronts of these movements, many what you see happening in the United States today, you found either atheistic, and this is an important fact here, atheistic or religious communist Jews. You did. It's just a matter of fact. To ignore that fact that Trotsky was, Stalin was, many of the Red Army were, the leadership of the Red Army were. But it doesn't single them all out, because there were many Christians, just like you have, you know, I'm almost more worried about Christian Zionism than I am about Judaistic Zionism. Because there is more Christian Zionists in America, I think, than Jews in the world. I mean, maybe I'm wrong about that, but it's the Christian Zionists that I'm worried about more than them. I don't know. Maybe it's me.
Yeah, they're the ones that are being really duped, that we should be trying to reach out to first. But, you know, it's what I noticed in Palestine is that I thought they don't even let them talk about the map or the Nakba, the catastrophe that happened in 1948 and every day since. It's like the Palestinians don't have PTSD, post-stress traumatic disorder. They have present stress disorder because they're still living under this occupation.
Yes.
With all the hardships that they have. But they're not allowed to talk about their Holocaust, what happened to them being kicked out and massacred out of their villages. Not allowed to talk about it, not allowed to teach it in the textbooks. Now, you get thrown in jail for trying to speak out about it. They say you're inciting violence and you're a terrorist.
But didn't you know, Adam?
That's the rule for the Palestinians, but then for the rest of the world, it's illegal to even question the 6 million number, which has so much importance to them. You even say there's one less than 6 million, and they say the Justice Department, the U.S. Justice Department, or State Department, defines that as anti-Semitism. And if they flip the switch and say that it's anti-Semitic and new hate speech laws, that right there, just like the rest of Europe, you're not going to be able to question the Holocaust. Whereas they don't even allow the Palestinians to talk about their Holocaust.
It's all good. You know what? I can promise this to you, regardless of anything else. I will never submit to an unjust law. I never have, and I never will. And I hope there. You know what? I hope there does come a day that they drag me into court and try and accuse me of such things, so that I can bring out the headlines from the 1800s where the 6 million number had started to become established. Not only would they I am not afraid of a trial. I almost welcome it, because what I would lay into evidence that they would have to admit into evidence is historical fact that there was a conspiracy to create that propaganda from the very beginning. I would love to sit in front of a jury and explain to them that I have right now Jews in this country, American, patriotic, red-blooded American Jews, who not only support what we're doing, but they have been the ones that have given me the biggest bits of information that I've shared. One of those such individuals is Dr. Alan Sabrowski, who I have an enormous amount of respect for. He's getting very elder on in his years now, and I don't know how much energy he has to keep up this fight, but they would come. And they would testify on my behalf. So I welcome them dragging somebody like me into court, so that I can bring in with me people that have worked for the United States Army War College, PhDs, writers, journalists, bloggers. I have a slew of people. Like I told you, man, you know, they killed my YouTube channel and all of that, but I have made some amazingly strong friends by taking the what I consider to be a righteous stand is when you stand for truth, and you've done the same. I've watched your content, I've watched your videos, and you have kind of the same theory that I do. Don't you speak it, let them speak it, and just show the world. And that's what I've seen. That's one of the reasons why I respect your work so much. Because you don't tell us merely what your theory is. You let them, these supremacist nutcases, speak for themselves, right?
Well, yeah, absolutely. Well, when you're talking about this delicate and taboo and stigmatized subject, you really get no slack at all, and you're held to the highest standard. So everything that I talk about has to be backed up by something I can source, and at least a quote, something I can prove that will satisfy people. You know, multiple sources in mainstream media, you know, undisputable, verifiable, sourceable stuff. And as long as you just stick to all that, we should be okay. But really, that doesn't matter in the eyes of the censors, the ADL and the SPLC online, The mainstream media don't care that we have journalistic integrity, and that we're just trying to expose a real injustice and real supremacy. It doesn't matter that we do it right. They're still going to lie about us, spin and misrepresent So,
yeah, yeah. And, you know, I know that you've come under, look, we knew, I knew as soon as you went, I knew that you were going to come under fire and criticism by even people. And look, you know, I have a message to people out there. I want to make real clear right now. People that are causing division and people that are sharing the truth about the crimes that are going on in Palestine and here in this country need to take a Xanax or something. Because I tell you what, Benjamin Franklin said, we can all stand together or we will surely hang separately. So I have to question people or their intentions. And I've had plenty of them come along who have tried to divide us, you know, even on our, you know, our YouTube pages and our comment sections and, you know, who try and make it like, oh, they're a shill because they let them in and they let them out. Okay, so do me a favor. Any of you out there that are that have harsh criticism of this, show me where any of Adam's content is incorrect. If you cannot show me where his content is incorrect, except for ad hominem attacks or name calling, put a cork in it. Your thoughts, Adam?
Yeah, you know, I knew doing this trip that for sure, I thought, like, worst case scenario, they don't let me into Israel. They detain me. And then, but that could be a positive too, because that could be a story. It'll really expose how afraid they are to have a lens, a spotlight shined on their what they're doing over there. So I, you know, so much anxiety and stress, wondering if they're going to let me in while I was over there, if they're going to let me out. I had to export all my video, all my images to email and upload everything to YouTube and delete it off my phone so I didn't have anything crazy. Because I've heard horror stories of when you leave the airport, of them just plugging in your phone or your laptop or your camera and just exporting everything off of there while they keep you detained and then look through all your stuff and see if there's anything that they don't approve of. So showing the Palestinians in any kind of positive light is enough to get you in trouble over there and all your stuff deleted.
Yeah.
So I knew people even going over there, you know, they're saying, oh, you're a shill, you're going to go visit. I saw a comment saying that I'm breaking bread with Bibi Netanyahu, or I'm over there doing my birthright visit, or just the fact that they let me in shows that I'm a shill. And it's like, you know, at least I went over there and tried to get in and took the chance if they would detain me or not. If you think you're so tough and such a better critic of Israel than me, then why don't you go over there and get detained and make a story out of it and get in the news and send it. That's another thing, is I think that they might have let me through because they didn't want to make a story out of me. They didn't want to direct everybody towards my videos and my content make me famous.
They'd have made you famous in a second because, you know, like I said, I may not have a big channel, but I have access to people that have big channels, you know, whether it be Richie from Boston, which a lot of people think, you know, I've heard all kinds of stuff. God, you know, the criticism out there is just rich. But I know people that have huge accounts. I was in contact with Brian Young of High Impact Flicks. He was aware that Jake and you were there. He has a huge channel. And I said, you know, Brian, stand by. Because I may have, you know, so just to let you know, I didn't really care about my small channel. I was reaching out to people like that had 250,000 plus subs, and we were ready to go like ape. I can't say that on the radio. We were going to go ape crap on them if a hair on your head. I even put this out. Because I knew they were monitoring all of us at that point. Like one hair on one head by any of them, and you will literally have hundreds of thousands of people at your gate, internet, physically, embassy, however it needs to be. And that's kind of the approach that we took on this end that you didn't get to see. I wasn't sharing that with all you.
I was warning and talking to you and telling you, like, hey, Yeah. This is when we're flying home. If you don't hear from us, that we were probably detained, and, you know, start blowing the whistle and making some noise about this.
I was ready.
It's annoying to have. I expected it, and I understand it, that people are going to be skeptical out there. But if they only knew all the anxiety I had and it going through security and being interrogated and have them go through all my bags when I was leaving, like, it was scary. And, you know, I had the courage to do it, and I don't care what the critics are going to say and what the haters are going to say. I know it's the right thing to go there, and that's why I did it.
Yeah, you know, I have to say I respect you for that. It's one of the biggest reasons why I stood for the Bundys at the Bundy Ranch, and many of us did too, is because, you know, when you see something that in your core, and, you know, I know that this is misconstrued too when people say, oh, you're just focused on that. Well, look, each one of us, like, I explain this just like doctors who go to medical school. My brother was a podiatric surgeon. He focused on one area of the human body. He became a specialist in that area of the human body. We are not saying that Zionism or Israel is the only problem in the world. But it is a big problem. And it takes specialists to understand, to critique, to expose, and to cover your specialty. And the way I look at it is there are some people out there that are handling what's going on with CPS, right? There are some people out there handling things that are going on with commercial crimes. We all have our specialties, but it seems like the specialty of covering Zionism has been reduced to anti-Semitism because you've only chosen to illustrate or criticize this one people every. Well, you're my specialty. Sorry you came onto my radar, right?
that's another one of their favorite tactics and tricks to dismiss our criticism. Yep. Is they like to say that, oh, you say that Jews are behind everything and every bad thing that happens is the Jews, and you slip on a banana peel, it's a Jew. And that is not what we're saying. That's misrepresenting. That's a false argument.
Yes.
Owen Shorter tried to use that one on me a few times, and you hear it all the time. It's like a straw man. They create a straw man argument and knock it down, and that's not what we're saying. But you got a good point there about how not everybody is an expert in exposing everything. But if the people that decide to expose Jewish supremacy and crimes of Israel, that's like the only thing that you're not allowed to be.
No, I just call you a specialist. That's all. That's it. I mean, it's really that simple. You can do that. You can do that in any other profession, even lawyers.
In my video, it's about anti-Semitism. They have a whole thing. Like, they go, there's just so much anti-Semitism because you guys are jealous of our success.
Give me a break.
In that, they say that they're successful and they're powerful, but at the same time, criticizing any of that power or criticizing any of their agendas or the stuff that they say they're doing in their own words is not allowed. And now they're saying that they're gonna make it criminal.
I have to break you off there for a second. We're going into our top of the hour break. We'll be back in just a couple minutes. Ladies and gentlemen, Adam Green of No More News on Resurrect the Republic, RTR Truth Media. We'll be right back.
Interested in photo ops.
Ladies and gentlemen, J.R. Moore here. As most of you know, my regular listeners, I offer energy cleaners for sale at my website. If you don't have a clue what I'm talking about, go to my website, thelibertyman.com. Educate yourself about these marvelous healing devices. We focus on pain mitigation and getting a great night's sleep. Arthritis pain, joint pain, back pain, doesn't matter. Keep in mind, I offer for me to you personally a 30-day money-back guarantee. That's what I do. Energy cleaners, $285, shipping included to American zip codes. You can educate yourself all about the energy cleaner right there at my website, the patent application, the wonderful testimonials. Be sure and check out the factory-made fitted mattress pads to go with the energy cleaner. Now, I offer offer from me to you personally, a 30-day money-back guarantee. That's what I do. I have a toll-free order line, or you can order it right at my website at thelibertyman.com. The toll-free order line is 800-592-9543. I say again, 800-592-9543. Thank you.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.